I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And now, Jamie talks about everything.
Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You know, as I was telling you, the whole, buying a different electric car or whatever.
Yeah.
My car that I use every day is at Highlands Ranch Imports. Shout out to John.
Hey, John.
John, shout out. Well, isn't it ironic? The reason why I want to get an electric car is because I have to get a new battery, and the battery, and then, changing the system and whatever is going to be like $500. And I'm like, damn, that's too expensive. My car has hit over 100,000 miles, and that's when those cars fall apart, and yeah. They're known to. And then I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. A Tesla battery is like $30,000 or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it can set you back a bit. It's more than a car, actually.
Right. Yeah. So I'm like, nothing that I say makes sense.
Yeah, none of it makes sense. Well, even the environmental thing, okay, if you really think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's be honest here. Those batteries are bad news, man. There's no environmental advantage to having an electric car.
Well, and have you seen the mining that goes into it?
Yeah, that's
bad too.
And how do you get that electric power that you charge your car with?
Yeah,
electricity. Fossil fuels.
Yep.
Hello.
It's all big circle juice.
It is.
Stuff.
It all takes some type of toll on the environment. Everything does. It
sure
okay.
Does. It's all crazy. It's crazy. I'm just gonna get a moped.
Yeah, that works.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Zooming around town on the sidewalks.
It's not a bad idea.
Right?
Remember your old boyfriend Scooter?
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing more embarrassing than a full grown man riding a scooter. Okay?
Scooter was tall, too. He was a big guy on a scooter.
He was a big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he bought it just to drive to the golf course, and I was like, that's just still too far. Because he kept his clubs at the club,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so he's like, I just didn't want to get my... So I drove it right down the street to the club, and I was like, yeah, wait.
No, I ran into him one day over in Burlington with that scooter. He rode that thing to the Kansas State line. Are you kidding me? He was on I-70 with that little helmet on and those goggles.
Whatever happened to that guy? He was nice to me.
He was a good dude.
He was a good guy.
Yeah, even though he rode a scooter. Yeah,
Didn't he move to go take care of a different theme park or something or golf course?
No, that was a different guy.
He moved to get away from Jamie. Yeah.
No, Scooter worked at, he was like a guy, like a higher up guy with Progressive.
I was confusing him for the guy that worked at Elitch's.
That was Itchy.
Okay.
And Scooter was not a big guy.
I don't feel like he was huge.
He wasn't big.
I mean, he wasn't short.
No.
No, but I think he was a little bit tall. I don't know. There's been a
lot. No.
It's hard to keep track of them all.
I remember Scooter better than you. Okay. I ran into him at Burlington, the state line, on that scooter.
Really?
And he was about my height. And I'm not tall.
I know.
Okay. That scooter. You're confusing these guys.
Yeah, I confused him with Itchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Itchy was tall.
Itchy
yeah.
was tall.
Yeah. Was he?
Big dude. Yeah.
Well, they just come and go, don't
I'll
they?
I'll keep them straight for you. Don't worry. I got a good
you
memory.
Can remember.
I got a good memory.
Listen to me. They meant a lot to me.
I know.
Special place in your heart.
Yeah, right here. Always and forever. Wow. All right. Anyway, let's see here. This is a crazy story, you guys. Two crazy stories right off the top. Number one, Mary Lou Retton, who was the Olympic gold medalist, she got a DUI. And listen to this. Okay, so she got a DUI, which was sad. But they said she had a bottle of Boone's Farm wine, a bottle of wine, with a twisty top in the passenger seat of her Porsche.
Wow. I looked for that. I couldn't find that part of the story.
I saw it.
You did see it?
I did see it. I didn't see a picture
Boone's
of it.
Boone's Farm.
Yeah, like the screw-off top.
They still sell it?
I don't know.
Was it buckled up for safety?
It might have been.
Where was she at?
She was in, like, the east, on the east coast somewhere.
Like West Virginia or something?
We'll go with that.
Yeah, for Boone's Farm.
I know. Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's old school there.
Well, I mean, I think the fact is that she's just over there.
She's like 4 foot two. It wouldn't take much to get her drunk.
It would
right?
not. It
She'd
would
be
not.
All liquored up.
They said that her car was driving all over the place. They pulled her over. She had a bottle of liquor on the passenger side with the screw-off lid.
Because
she's, you know, she's kind of fancy like that.
Yeah.
In a Porsche.
Yeah, it's what you like, I guess.
I guess so. And that she smelled like alcohol, blah, blah, blah. And so they arrested her.
I saw her picture.
Oh, does she look bad?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a mugshot or what it is, but it doesn't look good.
Didn't she just, like... They set up a GoFundMe for her like last year because she had pneumonia or something.
Yeah, she had some
illness. She almost died.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Way to take advantage of that second life you got.
Well, maybe it didn't work out. She's on a downward slide. She just decided to drown it with some Boone's Farm.
I don't know. Somebody said, Jamie, just so you know, Scooter moved to Arizona.
No, he didn't.
He moved somewhere.
That's a different person.
That is?
Yeah.
Oh, that was
Cactus Pete.
That's Cactus Pete. Yeah. Yeah. He moved out to Arizona.
Hey, does anyone have a Venn diagram we can start?
Yeah. Right. Then that other guy went to Washington, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the guy that worked for the governor?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that's the one where you went to the bathroom, took off your bra.
I did take off my bra.
After you got all
because
liquored
I was
up.
Like, well, Democrats love boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did
Then he split town fast.
He did.
Got the hell out of here.
Yeah.
He saw a scandal coming.
He did. And it was funny because when we were on our date, Hickenlooper called him.
Did he?
And I was like, oh, this is weird. This is probably not like my alley.
I saw while we were gone, not that this is tabloid trash, just throw it in. And it's 9 o'clock. Who gives a rat's? You know what?
Yep.
But I saw where Polis lost that standoff with Uber.
No, he gave in.
That's what I mean. He lost.
Yeah,
he lost the standoff.
Well,
Uber won.
No, he vetoed it.
Right.
Yeah.
Uber won.
Yeah, they did win. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
He didn't try to go against it. He just let him win. He vetoed the bill.
Yeah, that's my point. They won the standoff against the Polis. He had to give in. He knew the money was everything.
Yeah, which is a shame because he obviously doesn't care if women get sexually assaulted. So that's cool. Anyway, moving on.
Well, I think you realize losing Uber was a big deal.
Sorry, I'm still stuck on all these people.
Yeah.
I was like, is that right? Like, I'm literally, was that right?
If you have any questions, I feel like BJ's got you. If anyone texts you, then you can't remember. Yeah, BJ's got
I have them all in my notebook.
Oh, you know his name. All right. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
It's spelled D-U-G, okay?
Yeah. He got the hell out of here, man.
Well,
that was fast, too.
He was, it's fine. There's no more needs to be
there
said.
There was a lot going
on.
And again, he smelled the scandal.
Well, no.
Not necessarily Jamie being the scandal.
No.
There were other things.
There were other things.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Because he was supposed to get elected.
All right. Let's move on.
Yep, okay. Anyway, this is going to freak out everybody right now. As you're sitting in your car, did you know that your steering wheel is... Stand by... Dirtier than a toilet seat.
Bad.
It totally makes sense.
It does make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. You never washed your steering wheel.
I've never pooped on my steering wheel.
Well, I know, but listen to this.
No.
It's because it's a fecal matter, my friend.
And you don't wash your hands when you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, definitely have like poo and piss.
I'm so sick of these articles that come out every day that your gear shift, your steering wheel, an elevator button, everything's worse than a toilet. Everything.
We have proof. And
it's ridiculous.
So he has wiener juice on his steering wheel.
Yes. Yes. And it's still cleaner than these toilets. I'm telling you right now.
It says steering wheels top the list as the dirtiest part of your car. Despite being touched daily, it's often neglected during cleaning routines. And it says people touch their face, scratch their butt, scratch their hoo-ha,
right.
And they grab the wheel, transferring the bacteria. And then if you also valet it, you don't know what those people are doing.
Oh, scratch your hoo-ha, grab that wheel. That's my motto.
Let's drive.
Let's go.
Well, remember when Oprah, a long, long time ago, and this still freaks me out, sorry to share, but Oprah, a long time ago, she swabbed places, and the underneath of women's purses was one of the grossest things ever, so you should never set it on your countertop, because it just, I mean, mine's sitting over there where people sit.
Yep.
It's sitting in a chair. So the bottom of my purse has people poop on it.
Exactly.
So you can't sit it on the countertop. The other gross one is she swabbed the inside of bowling ball holes.
Yep.
And they found so much poop in those.
And I'm telling you, every story that comes out is worse than a toilet. They always compare it.
I know, but Oprah actually got Petri dishes. And we got to follow her doing this. Like, she swabbed the bowling ball hole. Then they swiped the Petri dish, and then they watched just a big turd form.
Oh, I'm not saying that she didn't see it.
That's not part. That part wasn't true. That was for like, oh, my God.
That they didn't swab and get that. I'm just saying, go swab that toilet back there.
Oof. No, thank you.
I guarantee you it's just as bad. It's worse.
By the way, I'm trying to figure out who's the hefty one that works there.
What do you mean?
Somebody broke our toilet seat.
What?
Ours, too.
What?
Yeah. It must be somebody that is bi.
What?
Well, not the same bi. Person.
That wouldn't be bi.
Well, what are they then?
No, that's not bi. What bi are they? Is
non-binary. Non-binary.
Non-binary.
Non-binary?
Yeah.
Well,
they're not bi.
Well, I said bi.
Because they can go back and forth.
Bisexual is like you like girls.
I didn't say
like
bisexual. I simply said bi. You guys went there. Hello? Yeah, if they broke the women's and the men's, aha.
Because we don't have anybody hefty here. And I was like, how did our toilet seat break in the women's bathroom?
Jamie.
Powerball Pete.
We have plenty of hefty in this build.
Well, I mean, just Pete. Pete's the heaviest one out of everybody.
Pete, only one.
Guilty.
I mean, if you thought about our whole staff, Pete's the fat one.
He's the only one that could break the toilet.
So Pete is non-binary?
I think so.
I guess so, yeah. He's two-spirit is what they call it.
He's been sneaking into the women's restroom.
Wait, he's two-spirit?
Yeah, that's where you have both of them, like, inside you. You got female and male spirit, so you're two-spirit.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a Native American saying.
Who knew that?
No kidding.
I learned it in women's studies in college.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's his Indian name, Little Two-Spirit.
Little Two-Spirit. Breaking toilet seats. Man, you wouldn't admit that. If I broke a toilet seat, I'd run like hell.
No, I would never admit
that. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
I would never admit it.
No, I'm not going to tell that story. Remember that guy broke and like something got... What was that? His chair... Oh, that's what it was. It's a TikTok video. His chair broke. He was in a plastic...
A stool, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, a bar stool and it...
Stop.
No, not that one.
Oh,
that one's a different good too.
One. Yeah.
No, his plastic chair and his testicles got caught.
Yeah.
Oh, I never saw that.
Yeah. So be careful when you lounge.
Yeah, neither one of them's good, Jamie. Actually. I mean, I know
like,
you said
I'm
that
like
one's.
I'm like, just think about that.
I
right
know
now.
You said that one's good too. But no, I don't think either one of them's good. Tell you.
I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
Well, that was a hell of a report right there. Man, oh man.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. Let's play the Chrisley stuff again, okay? Since we played it earlier this morning, people are asking about it.
What is
the Chrisleys?
Oh,
how they're out of prison now. They got a full pardon, man, from the president.
So
President
weird.
Trump says, hey, let's get out of jail.
That is so weird because they literally admitted that they did do some of these crimes.
Oh, they did. There's no doubt about that. They're guilty as hell. And they've been in jail for how long? Do you remember how long they've been there?
I don't. I'm sorry.
I think it's about 3 years or so.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly when they went to prison. Todd Chrisley, as you said earlier in the show, that guy's really guilty. And I think the wife did get dragged into it, like you said.
Yeah, I get kind of her getting a pardon for some of it or whatever. I think she just signed documents and he was the brainchild of it.
Yeah.
But for Trump to let them both off is nuts to
no,
me.
No, they bamboozled how many million?
Like $38 million off of a bunch of banks.
Woo!
False documentations to get loans.
And they've
loans.
Been in jail since 2023.
Okay.
Okay, so just a couple of years.
Yeah.
Man, that's worth $30-something million dollars. I'd do it.
Just to go to jail for 2 years?
Yeah. $38 million, knowing that the president might pardon you one day.
But did they actually know that?
No, they didn't know it. It just turned out good for him. But if he did know, I mean, it would be well worth that.
$38 million? Yeah,
might piece of cake. Yeah. The big house? Yeah. And you got to figure Todd.
Well, he loved it.
He didn't mind prison, right?
I mean, Todd, hey.
Is that a wig?
You don't like my hair? I think it's so fun.
I mean, it's just so short.
What are you?
Yeah, he liked prison. Here's Trump calling the Chrisleys
with the daughter
to let him. Is this with the daughter?
The daughter and the son, yeah.
Okay.
No,
that's just a situation.
Oh, hang on, that's Todd again. Here's Trump.
That's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing, but it's a great thing because your parents are going to be free and clean, and I hope we can do it by tomorrow. Is that okay? We'll try getting it done tomorrow.
That's
so
wonderful.
Give them, I don't know them, but give them my regards. And
thank
wish them
so
wish them a good
my
life.
Brother,
Mr. President.
Yes. How are you?
I just want to say thank you for bringing my parents back.
Yeah, well, they were given a pretty harsh treatment based on what I'm hearing.
You know, word is this morning that Todd said, hey, I'm good. Go ahead and give that pardon to Joe Exotic. He wants it. I'm good.
BJ and Jamie.
Funny you should mention that. I just got back from Tennessee and had family members that went to Dollywood. The number one theme park in America, huh?
Yeah.
Dollywood.
I didn't know we were going to talk about it. I wouldn't have thrown it away. But anyway,
Dollywood
is number one over Disney World and Disneyland.
I think it's called Pigeon Forge.
Yeah, I think that is correct.
Yeah.
Dollywood is consistently ranked as the number one theme park in the United States of America. This ranking is based on traveler reviews, ratings, and let's see, indicating a high level of guest satisfaction. And I also heard that supposedly her food is amazing there.
No kidding.
Yeah.
They have home-cooked meals.
Yeah, and she has like staples like her blueberry pie or something.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of...
Yeah, my brother went up there, I don't know, maybe last fall, and he said the food was out of this world. It was great.
I heard great. It's titillating.
Yeah, that. Jamie.
That's all I got. And listen, it's like Monday, but it's really Wednesday.
Today's been wacky.
It has been wacky.
It's been a wacky show today.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I think it's us just coming back from 4 days off.
Maybe so.
Yeah, getting back here. More thunderstorms, by the way, later on today.
Yeah, afternoon.
So beware.
This afternoon.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if there's going to be hail, but could be. Those videos you showed me this morning, that's scary in a way.
Well, yeah. And so what happened was I thought it was over. So I parked my Jeep under a tree that I have. I have a, what is on that thing? Oh, those little apples. What are those little green apples? Crab apples. Thank you. So I parked it under that and the branches were coming off and stuff. And then it died down. So I was like, okay, I can drive home now. And so I started driving home and I was wrong. I apparently just followed and went right back into the storm.
How you didn't get more damage to your vehicle is beyond me because that stuff is coming down hard and they're the size of golf balls.
Yeah, they were pretty big. Yeah.
That's some hail.
It is some hail. And then you should have seen me then one other day. You weren't here, but there was another day that I was at Lowe's and all of us tried to shove under that canopy. You know, I don't know if you guys have Lowe's canopies, the big canopies where the construction workers go. I mean, we were all jammed in there so tight, like 20 of us. That does not fit 20 cars under there.
No, but you run for cover no matter where you are.
Yep.
You look for the first tree. The tree is the first thing, okay? Mm-hmm. Then you look for banks. Then you start
Sonic.
Sonic
is where it's at, yeah.
Yep. You just look for any coverage you can get because it's like, oh, no, my car. You don't care about anything else. It's your car.
But it is a jerk move to do it on I-25 or I-70 or any of the, you know.
The overpass.
Yeah, that's kind of a jerk move.
But I'd do it.
You would?
I would.
I wouldn't.
If I'm driving a car that I don't want it beaten up, if I'm the first person there, I win.
See?
it's first come, first serve is the way I look
at it.
Not on a freeway.
Yeah, I do it too.
Yes.
You can't do that on a freeway.
That's really dangerous.
Yes.
I don't care. It's my car.
I don't care.
My car's worth a lot to me.
I'm with Carson on this. Yeah.
You're going to get rear-ended trying to avoid the hail.
Spadell, you're lying to say you wouldn't do it too.
I wouldn't.
If you're
not
at an
on a
overpass
freeway.
And the hail is
not
coming down hard not and you're at an underpass, overpass, whatever.
Yeah.
Yes, you pull
all
over.
I would think about is a car slamming into the back of me because they're trying to go down the highway.
Hey, it's
no,
a chance.
You can go over.
It's a risk we take, baby. We just don't want
you
that hail damage.
That line.
Yes, yes, you go for it.
Every man for himself.
Keep that in mind when the hail starts today, folks.
No, don't do that part.
It's free game out there.
Oh, my God.
To each his own.
No.
Right, Carson?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jay and Jamie.
All right, before we get out of here, let me bring this up real quick here. Today is National Hamburger Day.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I've got the top three hamburger places here. Now, I know you want to put Bud's on the list.
Well, Bud's always wins.
Bud's on the list. Okay, we'll put Bud's Bar.
It's called Bud's Bar, and it's in Sedalia, Colorado.
All right, these three.
Delicious.
According to Yelp, for Denver, Colorado, these three, if you want to celebrate National Hamburger Day and get the best burgers in town, Bud's, we're going to put that on there ourselves, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Yelp says 5280 Burger Bar.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Say it's great, just great. Okay. The next one is the Mighty Burger.
No. Never had it.
Never heard of it.
No,
never
no,
heard
no,
of it
no,
either.
No.
And then third, and not in any specific order, these three are the
Probably
top.
Cherry Cricket.
Cherry Cricket.
Yeah.
That is a good burger.
Yeah. But remember, on Thursday, I told you about another one that was supposed to be the top burger in Colorado, too. I forgot the name of that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mm. Yeah. There's Bob's Atomic Burger, I think it is. There's a whole list of them.
I feel like the Sonic Burger Solid. I feel like the good Sonic Burger. Yeah.
Well, these are not chains, that's why they didn't make it. I think some people say the Culver's.
Oh, I've never had
I've heard that too.
Yeah, that thing makes the list every single time.
But you can't go wrong with a Bud's Burger.
I'm with Jamie. I've never had one, classic. But I'll just go with her.
I can't believe you haven't had one. It's colored.
Never
had classic,
you need
man.
To go.
Yeah. Nah. And just the vibe is cool.
Yeah.
It's just awesome. Yeah.
Never. All right. Happy Burger Day, everybody. And have a great Wednesday. Enjoy. And we will see you back here tomorrow. Guaranteed. See you then. Take care and bye-bye.
It's never guaranteed, BJ.
It's going to be guaranteed tomorrow. We'll guaranteed. Be here.
Hey, tomorrow's never promised.
That's right.
All right, we might be back tomorrow. All right.
Love you, people. Mwah.
So there's a chance we won't be here tomorrow.
I mean, it's just, it's never promised.
Son of a gun. All right, we'll see you.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.